From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Katherine Palmer. Missouri supporters of medical marijuana will have their say in the November election. The only question, do they cast a yes vote once, twice, or three times? Thanks to successful petition drives for three competing proposals, all three are on the ballot. Two would amend the Missouri Constitution. The other would simply change state law. According to the Missouri Secretary of State's office, the constitutional amendments take precedence over the state law proposition. If both constitutional amendments pass, the one with the most yes votes takes effect. A city in southwestern Missouri that was recently left without a hometown newspaper will soon have two. The Carthage Chronicle launched shortly after the Carthage Press closed without warning in August after more than 130 years in business, the Joplin Globe reported. The Chronicle is published by Sarcoxy Publishing Company and offers subscriptions as well as free limited mailings. Rush Hoover Media Group announced this week that the Carthage Press will return, but under local control. The newspaper was formerly owned by Gatehouse Media in New York. The locally run version will be delivered by mail weekly for free to every Carthage resident. A defense lawyer says three Nebraska farmers charged in an organic grain fraud scheme were working under a Missouri businessman who marketed ordinary corn and soybeans as organic. Tom Brennan, James Brennan, and Michael Potter are expected to appear this afternoon in federal court in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, to plead guilty to wire fraud. Prosecutors say each received $2.5 million from 2010 to 2017 from sales of corn and soybeans falsely marketed as certified organic. Potter's attorney, Clarence Mock, says the scheme was led by Randy Constant, president of Jericho Solutions, Inc., who bought and sold their crops. Three junior high school football players have been charged in juvenile court with felony harassment, and their coach has resigned in a case of alleged escalating hazing involving members of a younger football team. Knox County School District Superintendent Andy Turchin says he followed board policy in disciplining the students, but provided no details, citing student privacy laws. He says the coach's resignation happened last month after an investigation. Attorney April Wilson is representing the family of a football player on a fifth and sixth grade team in the Northeast Missouri community. She says he was among those attacked. And she says the older boys had a, quote, lookout and threatened to hurt witnesses if they told or intervened. Katherine Palmer, KBIA News.